Well, large credit event related to a single client and an increase in once-off tax expenses have weighed on SASFin's first half performance. The bank and asset manager has posted a 41% drop in headline earnings to just over 50 million rand. Strip those issues out and it says its performance would have been positive. With more on the numbers, I'm joined by CEO Michael Sassoon. Michael, thanks very much for joining us. So it must be
thanks
tough
then
in your first results as group CEO to present a drop in headline earnings. I suppose you can blame your predecessors.
Well, but you know, I've been part of the group for many years, so I've been party to the building of the group. It is a disappointing set of results. We particularly, you know, unhappy with the earnings. But as you mentioned, there were a couple of once-off events, which if you strip out, the earnings would have been, you know, flat to slightly positive, we believe. And there were some positives on the balance sheet growth in terms of the assets and the funding, where we saw some nice growth in loans and advances, and particularly in the wealth management business, where we saw some growth in assets under management and top-line revenue there.
And that was really boosted, of course, by foreign assets under management, wasn't it?
Foreign assets under management and as well as institutional assets under management.
Can you take us through the single client event and the impact that had in the numbers, also whether you might be able to recoup any of that?
Sure. So SASFin as a bank, you know, we are very exposed to the South African economy and SA Inc. type businesses, manufacturers, importers, distributors. You know, we really cater to the needs of small to medium-sized business in this country. And as we know, there was a difficult credit environment for those businesses in the build-up to the ANC election, and it still is tough out there for those businesses. We had one particular client where we lent you know, meaningful amounts of money to, and unfortunately that business has gone into liquidation. It would appear that there may have been, you know, we suspect that there was some fraud in that business, and that resulted in a pretty significant impairment. In terms of recoverability, I think that we think we've impaired it appropriately, so I think our ability to recover is limited.
Have you changed your credit processes as a result of this, Michael?
So we are. We appointed a head of credit, a very senior head of credit from Nedbank in September last year. And we've also appointed a new chief risk officer. We are reviewing our credit processes and our credit policies. And even though we believe this is a once-off event, you know, when such an event happens, you look yourself in the mirror. You say, could we have done better? We probably could have done a bit better in this instance. And we will endeavor to improve.
Any other changes you're planning now that you've taken over as CEO of the group, Michael? Because it is a new era, there's new competition in the market, you are entering into the digital space. How are you tackling all this?
So there's been quite a bit of change in the group. Whiphol became a 25% shareholder in the middle or towards the end of last year, and they're a significant institutional investor who also bring empowerment credentials, and they've got certain ideas. They're on our board now, and they're adding quite a bit of value, which we're very positive about. We've made quite a few changes to the leadership team. So in addition to my appointment, we've appointed a new financial director. We've appointed a new CEO of the wealth business. We've appointed some senior executives throughout the whole group. And I think as part of that, you know, we're moving almost from a founder CEO business to kind of the next level. And as a part of that, I think that there will be the opportunity to, or the need. I think what grew us to this point and what will take us to the next level are not necessarily the same things. And one of those things is to try and devolve more decision making and to decentralize to some degree within the organization.
Into your three main units.
Into our three main units of wealth, bank and capital. And then as you say, technology is a very big focus of ours at the moment.
Does Whiphol bring a new customer base perhaps to SASFin as well? So broaden, I know you are looking at the retail market now, but I mean you are a small business bank. Do they bring new small businesses to you?
So I think in terms of I think first on the wealth side of the business, where we do have some institutional asset management offerings, there I think that they can help with introducing us to customers of that nature. In terms of the banking side, I think that their ability to help bring some new businesses through is definitely there. But we do service a wide range of markets at the moment.
So, I mean, within the retail space, I mean, you had started with retail accounts to your existing customers in a test phase. You're rolling out the digital bank. What sort of traction has there been so far?
So the traction's been limited. We launched transactional banking a few years ago. We are about to launch our digital banking offering, whereby small businesses will be able to self-onboard themselves. We'll offer small businesses access to payroll and accounting and various services in a seamless offering, which we think solves for lots of the digital banking requirements of SMEs, and that is imminent. And what we have seen, though, is that the numbers are growing every month. We are taking on new customers every month. It's not enough to move the needle, so we need to see a much bigger uptake. We think with the rolling out of digital banking, that will pick up. And it has helped to some degree with our growth in deposits, which over the last couple of years has been positive.
Okay. The one section that we haven't chatted about is Sasfin Capital, and that did come under pressure over the half year. And we mentioned those tax charges. What were they? Are they once-off in nature? Will they continue to put pressure on Sasfin Capital?
No, so they were once-off in nature. We had to reverse a deferred tax asset, which related to a capital loss in a subsidiary that we had, which we won't be able to realize through that subsidiary. We don't believe we'll be able to realize that. And then we had to increase our deferred tax liability. There was a change in tax legislation towards the middle of last year, whereby share buybacks had to be, previously, in certain instances, they were considered deemed dividends. They are now considered a capital in nature, and therefore there was an asset where we had raised the deferred tax liability at a blended dividend tax rate and a capital gains tax rate, whereas we know that if ever we were to sell that asset, it would be capital in nature, and therefore we provided fully at a capital gains tax rate. Mm. So I think it is once off.
Michael, as you said, lots of your customers are SA Inc. type companies. What does the current period look like, particularly with the changed political environments and atmosphere in the country? Do you see business confidence improving, and will that be good for you in the second half?
So there definitely is business confidence improving. I think that people are still cautiously optimistic. I think that the policy uncertainty and in the build-up to the elections next year, and the state of the state-owned enterprises, and some of our customers, they sell into government and state-owned enterprises, which are not that easy at the moment, given the payment terms that they are expected to give. And I think SA consumers are also under pressure. So while there definitely is much greater confidence than what there was in the build-up to the ANC conference, let's say, there still is, I think people are still adopting to some degree a wait-and-see mentality to see if our new president can see through all the policies that he's putting forward.
Okay, Michael, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for coming through
today. Thank you very much. All the best.
That's Michael Sassoon, the CEO of Sasfin Group.